Okay, so let's review. So we got basically a simple. Let's start at the start with the simple machlokas. You have six regular mikvot, and you have 42 additional, 42 cities of Levium, okay, which also work as our mikvot, right? Ladas, if he goes there on purpose. Machlokas is does the everyone according to Rav Kahana, everyone agrees that that in the 42 cities, if a rotzeach wants to live there, he has to pay rent, he has to pay taxes. Like everyone else, right, to the Levium. After all, it's the Levium city. Right, he has to pay taxes and rent. But the Machlokas is, what about during the six cities? In the six cities, does he also have to pay rent and taxes, or do you say no? Do you say Lachem means the cities are for you, Lamikla, just for shelter, but you don't get any free rides, and you have to pay like everyone else, you know, the Levium? Or do you say no, it's Lachem, it's for all your needs, for all your purposes, in which case you even get a free ride? You don't have to pay for your for rent, right? That's the facts of the machlokas, which we did yesterday, right? Everyone with me on the facts? Okay, so the svara we were saying, so Marx had an idea that the question is how do you learn the halacha of the six cities, right? Because on the one hand, the navi, the pasuk seems to describe this, the Levium get 42 cities, and then the Levium get these six. So what's the difference between these six and these 42? Okay, so you could say, or so to speak, or maybe another way of looking at it is, like, on the one hand, the Torah says that these cities are belong to Levium, are given to Levium. On the other hand, the Torah says these cities are lachem, for you, the Rotzeach Vashkaga, for the killer. So whose cities are they? So one side learns, really the cities belong to Levium, just like the other six cities. They all belong to Levium 100%. The only question thing is that these cities have a designated function of miklat, of shelter. The other ones aren't designated for miklat, they're really designated as Levium. These are designated for shelter. But at the same time, they have full ownership, full rights, are really the cities of the Levium, and therefore you have to pay the Levium right, you have to pay the Levium taxes. The other way learns that, no, really these cities, the Levium really, in theory, have 42 cities that they own, that they're given as theirs. The other cities really are lachem. Really, they're given for the Rotzeach Vashkaga. The only thing is that who's the Rotzeach Vashkaga? The Rotzeach Vashkaga can't have ownership on it. There's no particular person. So the way the Torah did it is that the Torah really wanted to give this city, which would be in full possession of the Rotzeach Vashkaga. But what it did is in the Torah gave it over in the hands of the Levium, and the Levium are like the owners until the guardians of the city. But essentially, the city is designated, they own it as a hold it over until the Rotzeach Vashkaga gets there. But when the Vashkaga gets there, they have to give it to him and give him full rights on it. So the cities really are the Levium's, the 42 are the Levium's genuinely, they're their cities, the ownership, the whole deal. The other ones are they own it, but as like holders for the Rotzeach Vashkaga. So once the Rotzeach Vashkaga gets there, then he has full rights there. You can't start charging rent. It's not your whole ownership of the Levium is really just to hold it for the Rotzeach Vashkaga, but the cities are really lachem. They really are cities which are designated, Eretz Yisrael cities which are designated for full rights of the Rotzeach Vashkagas. So that's the question. Is lachem in terms of like own really rights of ownership? I mean, they don't technically own it because there's no person, but it's, they really have rights, full rights of usage. Or do you say, no, that Lachem just means, no, in terms of ownership, that they belong to the Levium just like the other 42 cities. But Lachem is just that they're designated for the function of Miklat. For the function of Miklat. But that's only Machlokas in the six. But in the 42, everyone agrees the cities are 100% the Levium's. And the six, the Lachem is just, the din of shelter is just like a function of the city. That was your svar. Second different svar. I think it's similar to what you're saying, Yonah. Not exactly, but it's in the same path. It's a different svar, which is like this. And we're going to have to turn after we do this. We're going to turn to the 42. But let's just start with the six. So if I had to ask you, what's the purpose of the Ari Miklat? The purpose of the Ari Miklat is for what? To give him what? Protection. Okay, I mean, Torah ultimately, but protection. I mean, the way the Torah is saying, "Vayilacham l'miklat migal adam," as the Torah says, it's plain shot in the pasuk. "Vayilacham ha'aron," the cities are for you. What does it mean? L'miklat. They're there to prove. Knows the guy who kills Bishogeg has a problem. he has a major problem, which is that he's being killed, stalked by the Golanam. So he needs shelter. So the primary idea, the primary purpose and function of the cities is Vayilchem L'miklat. That's the idea. That's why the Torah is creating them. They're already miklat. Right? His primary need isn't the rent. Right? That's kind of what was bothering us. Like, why are you giving him free rent? Right? His primary, the problem here is that the guy basically is on the run, and he has a guy who's going to kill him. So the Bar Mikla are there to give him protection. Right? Ah. But maybe like this, that's not the only thing the Rotzeach B'Shkaga needs. Because, well, all of a sudden he has to pick up his entire life and move to Har Miklat. And his job, his house, his all his stuff. I mean, I don't know if he could exactly pack up his house and his moving truck to be able to get all his stuff, and maybe he gets someone to do it. But essentially, the guy is on the run, and he's just running into exile with the threat of his life. And he can't leave. So the guy can't, like, work things out with his job, with his house, with his whatever. He basically is a guy. All his connections, let's say, in wherever he lives, and his monetary, his clients, his whatever it is, he's gone. He's left. So the guy basically, because of the... There's, like, a secondary... His primary tzorach is shelter. Right? But there are secondary tzorachim which come along for the ride. Given that he is a gola, and he's on the run, and he has to basically take shelter, he loses everything. I mean, I'm not saying a guy can't possibly have any money, but in general, there's going to be secondary tzrachim which come along with the idea of being on the run, running away for your life, which is the fact that he doesn't really have a place to live, he doesn't have a house, he doesn't have his job, he doesn't have his other tzrachim. He has many tzrachim now. Okay? He has many tzrachim. So maybe go further, but say maybe the question is like, do you say that Arei Miklat is essentially L'Miklat for shelter, and that's what it does, and everything else is he's like everybody else, or do you say that once the Torah is setting up a fix for this guy to basically take care of the need of the Rotzeach B'Shkaga, it takes care of him in a full manner, and it takes care of even his secondary needs, the Chol Tzarkechem. Means the tzarech, the primary tzarech of the rotzeach is the miklat, but he has the chol tzarkechem. The situation of running away and gaining protection brings with it other things as well. So, do you say when the Torah does a chesed, so to speak, to the rotzeach, and it sets up a city to take care of him, you could say the Torah went so far as to take care of him in a full fledged manner, even his secondary tzarechem. Or do you say no, that it's limited to the that which the city is designed for? Well, the city, the Torah doesn't generally take care of every guy who has financial hardships. I mean, look, you say financial hardships, I'm sorry, so there's a tzedaka for that. But now that the Torah is setting up a city which is to take care of the Rotzeach B'Shkaga, do you say that it groups together the Kol Tzarkechem under the city and it takes care of him in a full-handed manner? These are the cities that take care of his need. Or you say, no, the city is created for shelter. You have other needs, so go to the local gemach or whatever. You have other problems, that's nothing to do with that. But it like could be shoved to get grouped together in the city. So that's the question, did the Torah do that? Did the Torah go across the board and lachem, set up zones to basically all one-stop service for all the needs of the Rotzeach B'Shkaga? Or do you say it took care of the primary need, which you can't get any other way? That's what Arei Miklat is for. In money, there's a lot of different ways you get money, but there's no other way you get shelter. That's what Arei Miklat is there for, is to take care of the primary thing. And it's limited to that primary thing. That's a good point. I mean, we're going to get to that sugya, but I mean, everyone agrees with that. But there is the halachos that his Rebbe goes with him. Because it says, Hu Yonas Achzar Melev Achai. He goes to the city and he lives. So it says, V'chai, how's he supposed to live? For the life of a Ben Torah, of someone who learns Torah, is only with his Rebbe. Otherwise, he can't really have life. He says, the Rambam says, the life of a Baal Talmud without his Rebbe, without Torah, is like death. So, but the point is that the Arei Miklat takes care of all his needs. It's not just limited to Miklat. And that's in line with at least one position. And the other side is going to explain that also. But as we see, an idea is that the Arei Miklat isn't just limited to the one thing. it extends. But the question is fine. So you could say this exerts a custom of a chai also. But is it a chol tzarkeichem? That's what the question is. He holds that once the Torah does that, it's like recognizing the predicament of Ratzeach B'Shkaga, and it takes care of all of his drachim. All of his drachim. It kind of reminds me of like, you know, it reminds me of like they have this when you make aliyah nowadays. You make aliyah, so they basically, they pay for your trip, and they give you this, and they give you that, they bring a lift, and they give you different tax breaks, I don't know, whatever it is. Like a whole, they realize that in their needs, there's, even though the primary thing is just to get to Israel, let's say the primary thing, they can pay for your ticket. But then there's other stuff. It's just the life of Ola is a lot of different problems which he runs into. So they get, they take care of all, it's like all your needs. And as you could say, it's like the Rotzeach B'Shkaga, the Torah setting up these cities. So far as the Torah setting up the cities for him to take care of it, to take care of the Rotzeach B'Shkaga, it doesn't leave him high and dry and basically say, here, you got to run here, stay here, work out your own way to get a job and money and rent and all these other things. And basically, it's Lachem, Echot Tzarkechem. Right? Or do you say no? Is that the Torah's whole function is the primary idea, the whole idea of our Miklat is for shelter. And that's all it does. And everything else, he'll have to make use of the ordinary social institutions that help a guy deal with different situations, difficulties that she has. What about the other 42? So this is by... this, according to this way of learning... so let's just consider. So we have two svaras on the table. Okay. We have Mark's svara and then this svara. Okay. So what about... what do you say about the 42? What happens about the other 42 cities? Okay, how does that play out? So far, I mean, Rav Kana said the 42 is no machlokas about, right, which is definitely fine according to what Mark's saying, because the 42 are really the cities of Levium. They are the cities of Levium. It doesn't, those aren't lachem. It doesn't say lachem. That's the argument. It doesn't say lachem. The limud is lachem. The cities are lachem. But where does it say that limud? Only by the 6. It doesn't say it by the 42. So according to Mark's far, lachem means that the cities really are the cities for the road. They're earmarked for the go for the road to Yehosh Gaga. That's only these 6. The 42 aren't. The 42 are really cities of Levium, so of course they get to charge and rent. Right? According to what I'm saying is that it's a little harder, what I'm saying, to limit it just to the 42. Right? Just to the 6. What would you say, according to the way I'm learning? Is the Torah takes care of all his needs? Should it take care of the, what should happen in the 42? Should he have to pay rent in those, or no? Maybe the question boils down to, it doesn't be exactly the same way as one, but it seems to come down to the type of svara, the Mark's kind of svara, or the my kind of svara, to explain the halacha of the 6. What's the idea of the 6? If the idea of the 6, you don't pay rent because these 6 are cities of Mikla. They're cities for the Rotzeach B'Shkaga. They're his city. Therefore, he doesn't pay rent. They're really for him. So then you're not going to say that by the 42. If it's like the identity of the city is an Ari Mikla. It's a city for the Lacham. For you. That's its identity. And it's because the identity of the city is that it's Ari Mikla. Therefore, you don't have to pay any rent because it's your city. So then it doesn't make sense to get the 42 because the 42 is not your city. It's a city of Levium. It just happens to function for Mikla. But if you say that the reason why he doesn't pay rent is because that's how the Torah provides for his needs, it doesn't only provide for his primary needs, take care of his secondary needs also. So then if the 42 function like the 6, take care of his needs, then it's going to take care of it across the board. Right, so it turns out the question is, what's the idea of the 6 being Lachot Tzarkeichem? That's what Rava's saying is, everyone agrees that lacham chotzer six is all chotzer chicham. But is that just the idea of how the Torah takes care of your needs, or is that a special din in the nature of the cities of being Ari Miklat? They're Ari Miklat. They're your cities. That's what they are. They're your cities. If you don't, they're in there for you. But the Ari Milavim, of course, you're going to have to. That's the way Rava learns the machlokas, whereas Rav Kahana learns no. The 42, forget about it. That's definitely. See, I'm not sure how to go beyond. Let's leave it at this for a second. If we go back to Rav Kahana, it's a little harder. I think maybe like this, just to tie it together, is that according to Rav Kahana, definitely there's no idea that the Torah takes care of all his needs. Rav Kahana doesn't buy that whole thing. Rav Kahana says the idea of a miklat is shelter. That's it, period. Okay? The machlokas about whether or not he has to pay rent is like what Mark is saying. Is the Ari Miklat really cities of the Levium, 100%. It's just that They're designated for shelter. So then why shouldn't they have to pay rent? They're cities of Levium. Levium on them square and square. Why shouldn't they have to pay rent? Or do you say, no, that these cities are really cities of the Ratzeach B'Shkaga, Lachem, they're yours. They're for all your needs. What's the whole identity of the... But that's by these sects. What's the din of these sects? Are these cities really of the Levium, fully, and they're just designated for shelter? Or do you say, no, they're really cities of the Ratzeach B'Shkaga? In which case he's not going to have to pay rent. But that's never, definitely not going to carry over to the 42. That's what Rav Kahana argues. Rava says, no. Definitely these six cities are the cities of the... That's definitely. Everyone agrees that. According to Rava, definitely the cities are cities of the God, of the Ratzeach B'Shkaga. They're his cities, and therefore definitely he doesn't have to pay rent there. But do you say... It's a different machlokas. Is when the Torah provides for Srachim... Is it, does the Torah provide for a Srachim across the board? The same way the way I was saying. Does the Torah provide a Srachim across the board? Or you'd say no. It really just provides him a shelter. In the six cities he doesn't have to pay rent. That's a different reason. That's because they're his cities. In other words, and as within Rava, you'll just learn the Machlokas, is the way I was saying. As Rava's learning that everyone agrees with one side of Rav Kahana, that there really are the cities of Levium. That's a given. They say, oh, there are the cities of the Gold, of the Ratzeach B'Shkaga. And then there's the seven machlokas. What do you say, besides for that, do you say there's a halacha that the Torah takes care of all of his needs? Or not? But I'm just saying, I don't have any idea about the machlokas. Rashi learns all Gemara is talking about whether you pay rent or not. Tosus learns all machlokas. Gemara is talking about whether or not you pay taxes.
Doesn't the Gemara say kol tzarcheicha?
Yes. So you could just say they both agree with both.
Right.
You could say that. It's possible. But it's kind of funny. Why is Rashi talking about rent, and why is Tosa just ignore Rashi and talk about taxes? That's what I don't. That's what I don't know. I don't even know the facts. Maybe they both agree with each other. Maybe Rashi would agree. Say everyone says you have to pay taxes. It's just a question about rent. Maybe it'll be the opposite. Maybe I just don't even know. I have no idea what the facts are. Even I just know that for some reason Rashi is describing the case about rent. Tosa is describing the case about taxes. No one explains, no one even, like, Tosa doesn't even recognize that, doesn't mention that Rashi's different. It's, like, kind of hard. That's why I don't know what to do with it, because I was thinking about it a lot, and I kind of could give arguments this way and that way, and nothing, but there's nothing,
feel,
there's nothing to go on.
The arts girl, that's kind of the thing, like, a lot of times they would mention. Like,
they would mention.
Factual disagreement.
If there's some fact, I know.
Right, I didn't see that anymore.
I know, I looked around. I think I saw some Achronim wanted a... There were people who talked about it, but it just, there's nothing that... They didn't really have any proofs. I don't know, so you could just come up with anything. I don't know, I just would like to... I'd like to see some evidence for what's going on here. Okay, so while we're here, I figure I might as well just go further than this Mishnah. So, the facts are basically simple. I mean, you can look at them inside, but there's a Machlokas is, what happens if the guy had a job before he... let's say he owned the field before he went to Gari Mekla. Now he goes free. Does he get his field back? Does he go back to his original land? So the pasuk says he does. Okay, v'shav l'mishpachta v'elchuz zavosav v'yeshuva. He goes back to his original land. He doesn't lose his land. Why should he? It's his family's land. Just because he goes to Arim Mitzvah, why should he lose it, right? Sounds reasonable. Let's say he had a job which he inherited from his father. It's a position of power. Maybe he was a leader, some sort of a thing. And there's a lot like a king, and I'll see... some sort of like a srara. He's the rabbi of the shul. Whatever it is, those things you inherit from your father. Now, let's say he goes to Galus and he loses it. Then when he goes free, does he get it back? That's a machlokas. Okay, that's a machlokas come on. Similarly, when a guy's an eved, if a guy steals and now he becomes an eved, he sold as an eved, and then he goes free. When he goes free, does he get back his position? Or not?
This is the next Gemara?
Next Gemara, yeah. Okay, so that's machlokas. Two machlokas in there. Same basic question in two cases. Okay, so you could look at the Gemara. You could look at it as a Rambam on it. And there's Rashi. And there's Tosfos. And there's Tosfos also. I'm not sure if the Tosfos is merged the facts here. You could look at the Tosfos. And here's the Rashi's. So tomorrow, let's take up that next again. Okay, so it's the second part of the Mishnah. You can give them an Aleph. And the end of the Gemara. Basically, tomorrow till the end of the barrack. Okay?